Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So we need to talk about animal encounters, because suddenly...
Yeah, we do.
I'm freaked out about that 7-Eleven.
That is crazy.
Did you watch the video?
No. I saw the still photo of it up high on that, yeah.
Did anybody in this room know a lizard could get that big?
There's Gila Monster, but that's it.
Is that what it's called?
I don't think this one is. I think it's a different species. This one's huge.
I'm too scared
to watch the video?
That freaks me out. Like, reptiles that large?
Yeah.
Like,
Amber... I don't have perspective per se, but I think it was approximately Amber size.
That big?
It's, dude.
That's a Komodo dragon. Then.
It's the biggest thing I've ever. it is. It's.
It climbed all the way.
Well fed. It is not a skinny lizard. It's a big fat Godzilla looking. And it goes into like the 7-Eleven and starts climbing up the shelves.
Yeah.
And is literally just pulling all the crap off the shelves is just trying to climb up. It just destroys the 7-Eleven. And they're just, clearly, as we do in this day and age, nobody's stopping it. Everybody's filming it. You're just like, I mean, it gets apparently
well, what are you going
to
do to stop it?
I don't know.
Throw Slurpees at it or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, what do you got in a 7-Eleven that's going to stop? Like,
I would think it's probably afraid of you. Like, even though it's ginormous, I think if you bum rushed it, it'd probably run.
Okay, you do that and get
back to me. I'm going to throw Amber at it.
Speaking of Amber, she's got a lot going on with animals.
With the raccoon.
The raccoon situation. And that raccoon...
is big and fat.
Massive. I don't know if it's pregnant or the papa, but it is huge.
Whoa.
There's a trap set up now with carrots and...
There's a trap. We've done the mothball thing, so hopefully they're evacuating.
So that's her Amber. Because I'm going to tell you this. Raccoons are the worst.
They're wicked smart.
They are. But you know what? Did you ever read the book... was it John? I had to read several books when I was a kid. Johnny Tremaine was one.
I did that one.
But I don't think it was that one, because Johnny Tremaine was one who burned his hand at a smelting accident or something.
That's true.
Got it. What was the one?
Ricky Tikki Tavi?
No, I had to watch that movie. That's the one with the mongoose versus the cobra.
That's what it is, yeah.
This one is the one where, was it Old Yeller or something? Where he was training his dog to hunt raccoons.
Right about
it. But he had to get a raccoon to get the smell to teach it. And the way, you know how you catch a raccoon?
No.
Back in those days, they would make a hole big enough for the raccoon to put their hand inside and put something shiny inside, and the raccoon will reach in and grab it. And it's like, I know that thing is cool, and it will not let go, and it can't get its hand out, so it will just be stuck there forever.
Oh,
so
wow.
They're super smart, but dumb as hell.
Like,
they just won't let go because they're like, I got to know what this is, so they'll just hold it.
That's wicked.
So, but when they do get in your house, they got into my house once, and
in your house?
Well, in my garage.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember you had protein bar. They were either mowing down.
I had a stack of protein bars.
They were all like ripped.
And this is, they were, because they ripped my drywall off. They pee on everything. And I had Mojo at the time, and I didn't used to have a plastic container for his dog food. It was just in the giant, like, Iams or whatever bag. They ate the whole bag. Like a 50-pound bag gone.
Whoa.
Protein bars gone.
Dang.
They were jacked. They ate a bunch of Decon, too.
And it didn't affect them at all.
Well, I mean, they're so big. All a Decon does is make you super thirsty.
Dehydrate,
and then
yeah.
You, I think it kills like a rat because they get super thirsty and they drown themselves, kind of.
Yeah.
Because they drink so much. They drank all of Mojo's water, and the water was blue from the Decon. Because they were just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then they bounced. But they ruined my house.
Whoa.
But I know mothballs. Like
mothballs will stop them, apparently.
Didn't know. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Fun fact.
So we have some other animal encounters we want to talk about, but we want to hear yours. If you've encountered a massive beast or a small beast, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059. There's that dude. I don't have the story in front of me, but he hit a golf shot.
Oh, yeah, yes.
It landed on a gator.
That is crazy.
Like, another large reptile I don't enjoy.
And it was not a little one.
No.
Oh, big honking.
And it was just sitting on it. Like, what happens then?
The rules of the game say that you...
Play through.
Yes.
No.
But, yes.
What do you...
But in the state, this is South Carolina, I believe, it's illegal. It's a federal law to harass the alligators or crocodiles, so you can't touch them now.
So what do you do?
I don't know. How did the guy play? The guy can't take a mulligan.
I didn't read the story. I just saw the picture and went, that sucks. But if I had some meat on me, I'd get him to walk to the hole.
Oh, smart, right?
Because you lure him to the hole and then like, scare him and the ball falls off. And you're like, you may have it.
Yes.
It's a short putt from there. No?
No, just not me? For me.
All right.
I'm done with the game.
Yep. So then the other story that's in the news is sort of even happening in my neighborhood. A turkey broke into a New York State home and apparently they're pretty mean.
Wild turkeys are. We're used to the big, fat Thanksgiving turkeys.
Because they inject them with a bunch of crap.
They do. Wild turkeys, can fly up to 60
Shut
feet.
Shut up.
They can nest in low-lying trees, and they are so protective. Yes, wild ones.
There's two wild ones in my neighborhood right now.
Oh, man.
And all the moms in the neighborhood are like, oh, look how cute. And it's like, they're not cute. And the other ones are like, oh, my God, we're taking their homes. And it's like, ugh.
Yeah. You know what? When I learned they could fly far, like Steve said, is actually Carson's wife was driving and one like lunged at her, like flew and lunged themselves at her car. I don't know if it was like a suicide thing or
did it die?
Well, she almost got in a car wreck because it, like, I don't know if it, I can't remember if it, like, broke her windshield or, like, got in her, I don't know. It was a mess, though. It was bad.
So they can, they don't fly high. They're not like a
goose. But they'll fly just far.
Yes. They'll stay low.
Shut up. I did not know
that. So watch driving around them. They might lunge themselves at your vehicle.
Because some people on the Nextdoor app from my neighborhood are like, it's divided right down the middle. It's like, oh my God, they're so cute. They visited my house. And other people are like, keep your kids away from them. They're mean. If you get between them and their kids, they're like a bear.
Also, all the Karens in your hood.
Oh, my God. The Karens in Reunion the lines are drawn on Turkey Gate. It's the stupidest thing.
That's fun.
Oh, I just grabbed the popcorn. I always send that meme of someone. Is it Michael Jackson just eating the popcorn?
Yeah.
You're like, this is awesome. All right, so if you've had an animal encounter, be it with a bear, a bobcat, a jellyfish, whatever, we want to hear your stories. Emily?
Yes.
Animal.
Yay.
Animal encounter. What happened?
I had a bat in my house.
Oh my!
No.
Is it just me? There's almost. I'd rather fight a crazed elephant than to be
what?
Bats.
It was pretty bad.
Have you seen a bat up close?
Yeah, they're fine.
They're gross.
Oh!
Yeah, oh no. They are so gross looking. Their little teeth and their little wings. I mean,
that sound they make.
And they're translucent.
Oh, yes.
Like you can see through their skin.
And those are fingers.
Flying.
They're not those arms.
They
you think?
Are.
Those are actually technically fingers.
Because on the end of their wings, they have a little deal on them.
Boom.
You're right.
Yep.
Because one got stuck on my rearview mirror when I was in the drive-through line at the bank.
Holy crap.
And there was a car in front of me and a car behind me.
So
and some reason, I'm the idiot who has my window already down. Because it's not even my turn yet, but I've already got it down. It's like hanging there, and I'm like, because you don't want to roll it up because it's going to be like, then it's going to freak and fly. This is the worst. Okay, back to you, Emily. What happened?
It was flying around my house. Well, I came home and I saw something flying and I thought it was a bird and I don't know why. But then I went in and it was just flying back and forth from my living room wall to my kitchen wall, just like back and forth. And you could see the imprint of the wings on the wall from it hitting. And then it started flying all over the house. I had a friend who was helping me. And then it started climbing up the stairs.
Oh, man.
Which we thought was odd.
Because they're just awkward.
And then,
yeah.
They are. And then it hid under the TV. This was a little ways back, so we had like a tube TV.
It's
and it hid
back
underneath
there.
Like a small little crack. We finally took the drapes off the whole thing, like the rod and everything off, and just threw them outside.
Oh,
because the only time I've ever had like a 6'5 man scream at the top of his lungs.
OMG.
I agree wholeheartedly with everything that happened.
They eat pounds of insects and mosquitoes every night. So
I get that
friends.
They're somehow good, but same thing. One flew into my garage. Tell me how you shoo a bat. Because they don't fly right.
They won't fly
one direction. So you shoo it, and it just goes exactly the, like, yeah. You think you're pushing it this way, and it's just like, God, I hate them.
And we were trying to figure out, do we turn the lights on? Do we leave the lights off? What do we do? How do we?
it'll function in either
it
or.
Doesn't, yeah, you it think doesn't they're matter. Like vampires, and the sunlight's going to get them to leave, and it's not. Nope. Thank you for the call, Emily. My hatred of bats.
You're all freaking out
I
now.
Really am, because they're somewhere in my neighborhood. I haven't seen one in a while, but when they were at whatever tree they're in, like one time I saw the tree that they were, because like you pull up to the tree at like night and it seems like leaves, but it's making that weird sound.
And then they just all go.
It's, oh my God. Anna?
Hi, yay.
Yay.
Animal encounter. What happened to you?
When I was little, I got bit by a turkey, and it messed up my pinky finger.
They bite? Wild turkey.
Yeah, they bite. And it actually happened at a museum here. I won't say where, but there's a museum down south where they have, like, turkeys and chickens and everything, and I stuck my finger through the vent, and it bit me.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, why do they do that? They thought you were food? They must. What do they feed them? Huh.
I don't know. Fingers. I think they
feed them. We don't really have food. We just bring kids in. We don't put a sign up that says don't put your finger in there. What? Yeah. So what's wrong with your finger now?
It looks like, if you look at it, it almost looks like that building downtown, the cash register building.
Oh, wow.
That's cool. You're very Colorado.
Yeah, you're representing Denver and a good story.
It's beautiful. Thank you, Anna. Ted.
Yo.
Animal encounter, what do you got?
Oh, you know, I'm at this ranch out here, and I got this horse barn, and I got a few mice running around there. I've got 22 traps out there. Mm. People told me to put peanut butter. I put soft peanut butter out there, and I tell you, those mice, they just lick that thing right off and leave my traps. They're not even... Anyway, I thought somebody might...
Wait, they're smart enough to use a gentle touch?
Wow.
To not trigger the trap?
Wow. These mice, I didn't realize... I mean, I don't know, they're using the wrong kind of peanut butter. I'm just feeding them. It's been going on now, I think, and they're multiplying.
Well, of course they're multi. That's what they.
I go, Jeff.
No. Yeah, Steve's going to get it. Not the natural kind. You got to stir in the stuff. Just use the real thick Jeff. Tuscany.
Yay.
Well, animal encounter. What do you got?
Okay. So me and my family had gone on a trip to Florida one time.
Okay.
And so my whole family stayed in our camper, so I was left in the back of the car, and my mom had forgotten to close the back of the car, and a raccoon had snuck in.
Whoa.
No.
When I woke up, he was, like, sitting right next to me and just, and poking me, and I was just frozen. I didn't know what to do.
Holy, he's like, wake up.
Let's play.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.